We're back now with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. There are still a couple of weeks to make a drive north to the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend to see the winners of the 2018 Wisconsin Biennial. The competition is open to artists from across the state, and the selections are made by an outside panel.
River West artist and gallery owner Mark Clausen is the grand prize winner of this biennial. His piece, simply called Air Conditioner, is a very realistic reproduction of a window unit. Clausen joins me in the studio now. Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
How does it feel to win the Wisconsin Biennial?
Wow, it's a thrill. And I didn't expect it, and I certainly didn't expect it with the piece that I submitted, that I would be the winner. And so I'm honored and humbled by it.
The piece you submitted, I'm going to let you describe it. It is probably something that a lot of people might not expect to be the winner.
Yeah, it's an air conditioner, and if you go up to see the exhibition, it looks like an air conditioner, except it's made entirely out of wood. But that's not apparent by just looking at it.
No, I have to say, I walked past it the first time I went through there, and I thought, well, that's interesting. I didn't realize they had put an air conditioning unit. Why would they have that there? And then I kind of stopped myself, and I thought, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that's Mark's piece.
Yeah.
And so, what was the impetus behind that? Why recreate something out of wood like that? Because from a distance, you really think it's metal and an actual piece of equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, on one level, I'm really interested in these things that are in our world that are so pervasive that they become invisible to our consciousness. You know, we just forget about it. It's something I talk about with my students a lot, about seeing. When you go to a particularly like a foreign country or something that's very different, then you have this heightened sense of visual state. You know, you're looking around and, oh, look at the manhole cover looks different and this looks different. And, you know, it gets exhausting if we did that every day in our lives. But, you know, this idea that we should have this level of kind of consciousness to what it is that we're seeing. And, you know, air conditioners are everywhere. And we've all looked at thousands and thousands of them, and we pay no attention to them. They're just a forgettable object hanging outside a window.
Until they don't work.
Yeah, right, right. And so, you know, recreating something like that out of wood is, to me, is kind of an homage to these sort of forgotten objects, is that, you know, to do that means that you have to stop and really look at them or look at a lot of them and study them. And, you know, they become kind of curious little creatures hanging out the windows. So I like that aspect of recreating things out of wood, is that I really am able to kind of dig in. And it gets pretty complex because you're thinking about a manufacturing process that's mysterious to people who use them or even look at them. Like, why are there weird little anomalies, and what are these vents for, and wiring on the inside, like all of that sort of thing becomes really curious if you're recreating it out of wood. So I like that aspect of creating things out of wood.
Well, and you're taking a manufacturing process that's probably done in multiple places and multiple steps. So, you know, you've got the people who are making the grills, and you've got the people who are making, you know, the screw plate covers, and you've got people who are making whatever pieces of it, and then it all eventually comes together. But you're kind of all of those people
doing this. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And in addition to the air conditioner, there's a piece of cardboard it's wood, but it looks like cardboard, and it's taped onto the air conditioner. And I've seen people try to do this kind of half-baked attempt at insulating it by throwing up some scrap of cardboard that they have laying around. And there's something kind of a little bit pathetic about it, which I think is funny.
Yeah, I do too, is the idea, or we're going to protect it
from
the elements or something by putting the cardboard on it.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to create this particular piece?
Probably a month or so in the studio. And I work on multiple things at one time, so I maybe went back to it and took a break from it. And, you know, I think a lot about the art as I'm making it too, and sometimes it doesn't go anywhere, and sometimes it does. And that piece, I think, started to gel in my mind as I was making it. It started when John Kerry was Secretary of State under the Obama administration. He went to a climate conference, I think it was in Switzerland, and he made this comment about air conditioners being potentially a bigger threat than ISIS, or that's at least what was reported. At the end of the day, I think it was a bit of a misquote. And there, of course, a lot of politicians made hay with that sentiment that these things are killing us. So that really struck me as kind of funny and kind of terrifying. And, you know, this notion that there are these things everywhere and they're slowly killing us, these little sad little air conditioners. But it makes me think also about climate change and, you know, that we have an impact on climate and what we're doing, whether we're conscious about that or unconscious of those issues. And so, you know, that's kind of where the air conditioner component came into being. And then the cardboard, it has one of these kind of funny little red circles with a line. And it's like a no knives, because you see that commonly on boxes to not, you know, cut them. But it was around that same time we were debating in the Wisconsin legislature the concealed carry legislation, and businesses were able to opt out by putting this little sticker on their door. And, you know, when I started navigating then my life and seeing these stickers everywhere, I'm now thinking of weapons constantly. You know, I don't have one. Should I have one? Oh, no, people have them. Like, in that kind of subtle anxiety of climate change or weapons, or these are the kind of issues that I find myself going back to over and over in my work. These kind of subtle anxieties is what the piece is kind of ultimately about for me.
It's interesting that I think people who are not artists or who don't spend a lot of time around artists might be surprised at the kinds of things that artists are thinking about and trying to express. It's not just love or, you know, whatever it happens, you know, whatever the stereotype happens to be, that there are these very real things. And art has something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And a place in the discussion about these things.
Yeah. A really great quote that I say often to my students by Louise Bourgeois is that art isn't about art. Art is about life. And I keep going back to that. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, artists are thinking consciously about the world around them and, you know, thinking about pulling that apart, or world, you know, ideas or visual information, and putting it back together in new and different ways to kind of create sometimes obvious commentaries and sometimes not so obvious commentaries. And, you know, a lot of art just gets left up to the viewer to kind of ultimately decide what I'm saying about that piece. It's not apparent by just looking at it what I'm talking about in that work.
Yeah, you have to spend some time with it.
Yeah.
And you have to think about it. And I find that is interesting, too. Did you find that you heard any pushback or got any pushback about the choice? I know you didn't make the choice, but it was your piece that was chosen. Were people surprised?
I haven't heard too much. There was one incident at the exhibition, you know, kind of surprised that the air conditioner gets it, the big award. But, you know, and I get that, you know, it maybe is a difficult piece or isn't approachable on some level, or it doesn't appeal to kind of traditional, you know, art being something that's uplifting. And I think that's a traditional notion.
That,
beautiful. Yeah. But, you know, beauty is one human emotion that we think about and love, but so is boredom, and so is monotony, and so is like ephemera. You know, these are all things that we deal with in our lives that artists should be dealing with as well. So it's not just the kind of the rosy things, but it's the ugly things and the boring things and everything.
Have your students responded to you differently now that you've won this?
No.
No?
No.
You don't get any cachet?
No. Yeah, no. I wish I did. No.
They don't come up to you and say, you know, Professor Clausen, you know, this is really great. Teach me now.
Yeah, no. No, they ignore me the same.
In the same way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's nice to know that some things remain the same.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you feel that winning this will or has already pushed your practice in different directions?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a real honor. And I think that the exhibition space at the Museum of Wisconsin Art is incredible. And what they do up there is amazing. And one thing that I particularly like is they have the Biennial, and it's situated next to kind of their permanent collection, which has some incredible pieces. And so you get this opportunity to bridge from the present time, like what are artists doing today and what was done in the past. And, you know, you can really reflect on that. And there are some similarities between the two. And it's just the way it's situated in such a beautiful building. And yeah,
it is interesting. You know, and I hadn't thought about that, that they are right next to each other and they talk to each other in a really mm-hmm. interesting way.
Yeah. But also to answer your question, I do a lot with a curated exhibition space in Milwaukee called the Ski Club in River West neighborhood. And we bring in artists from all over the country and some other international artists. I think most people in Milwaukee honestly know me through the gallery space more so than as an artist. So I think winning the biennials kind of made people maybe a little bit more aware of my practice, you know, outside of running the gallery.
Well, that's nice. You are a little more well-rounded
yeah.
in your community.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Lawson, I first of all, congratulations on winning the biennial. I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Lawson is an associate professor of art at Beloit College, the owner of the Ski Club Gallery in River West, and the winner of the Wisconsin Biennial with his piece, Air Conditioner.
You can see Mark's piece, as well as the rest of the biennial winners, at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend through April 8th. There's more information at wuwm.com.